Hi, this is electrician for Utica Smith, UTEKASMITH, and date of service is 4/24/2023. Date of birth is 12/28/74. Date of accident is 9/20/2022. We are working with the current accident, although she has been known to have a previous accident on 10/19/2021. Most of the MRIs were done after 9/20/2022 on 10/18/2022. And they were found all positive. Currently, patient is found to have a pathology positive for both the shoulders and for cervical and lumbar spine and left-sided sacroiliac joint. She reports that she went for her graduation to Florida, where she was carrying a backpack on her right shoulder. This caused her severe pain, and she returned in more pain. Currently, she has pain in the right shoulder around 5, left shoulder is 10, which is excruciating, unable to lift both the shoulders beyond 110 degrees. In addition, patient has a pain in the neck and the lower back 10, left-sided tailbone 10, in the left hip and left knee and left ankle and foot around 8. The patient has numbness and tingling of the left hand, 1 to 5 fingers. Carpotunnel was found positive, for which she will be provided injection at a later date. The patient has a pain level varying from 5 to 8. ADLs are affected 7. Patient reports only 10% relief. Kindly review the chart for ADLs, for system review, and for additional history. Please review the chart for substance abuse and compliance plan. Thank you. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 160 over 109. Pulse is 84, pulse ox is 100%. The rest of the exam will be from previous visit, 0426-068. Only general review, musculoskeletal exam, extremities examination is required along with diagnosis. Plan is to provide and discuss the injections that are required for her in the bilateral supraspinatus region and a trigger point injection. One trigger point was noticed on the left supraspinatus. And they'll be done today. Left trapezius muscle has a trigger point at the junction of her neck to the shoulder. They were provided to relieve the pain after discovering a reproducible tenderness in the left trapezius muscle at the junction of the neck to the shoulder. Both the supraspinatus muscle tendons were injected based on the MRI findings. She'll be scheduled for LESI, CESI, left sacroiliac joint injection, and also possibly a carpotunnel injection on the next week upon the patient request. When the injections were provided to the supraspinatus muscle, patient certainly felt relief and she was able to raise her arm all the way to 180 degrees bilaterally. The pain in the trapezius muscle also disappeared. In the plan of care, please mention that she's been provided with an infrared device for photobiomodulation. A TENS unit is provided. She's given a prescription for Mobic for anti-inflammatory, 15 mg daily, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for pain relief, Elavil 50 mg twice a day, Lyrica 50 mg twice daily, and Lidocaine ointment 120 mg for topical pain relief. Once again, she'll be scheduled for her injections for LESI, CESI, for the shoulder injection, carpotunnel injection, and we'll go from there. Thank you. Please do send this dictation to Kelly Bravo at kbravo@padilalegal.com. Thank you.